Are you an endocrinologist who takes care of thyroid nodules and are trying to determine the appropriate use of molecular testing for those indeterminate thyroid nodules? Find out more in our next episode of the Endocrine Feedback Loop podcast, the Journal Club podcast of the Endocrine Society. The episode goes live on September 19th. You can find Endocrine Feedback Loop on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Aaron Lohr, and this is the Endocrine News Podcast. Our bodies typically do a remarkable job of recovering from certain injuries, and thyroid hormone signaling has an essential role to play there. But what's that process like for someone with hypothyroidism, and is there a unique role in that process for muscle stem cells? Joining me today to answer those important questions is Dr. Paola Aguiari, a senior research specialist at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. She recently presented an abstract at ENDO 2024 entitled "Hypothyroidism Impairs Skeletal Muscle Regeneration After Injury." Thank you for being here today, Dr. Aguiari.
Thank you for having me. This is such a good opportunity for me to talk about my research and talk about hypothyroidism and skeletal muscle regeneration.
Well, we're excited to have you here. Let's go ahead and get into it. What is the role of thyroid hormone signaling in muscle development and function?
Skeletal muscle has a remarkable capability of regenerating. And thanks to the presence within the tissue of muscle stem cells that are called satellite cells that were discovered in the 60s. And since then, we keep discovering new things about them. What we know is that the skeletal muscle retains this capability of regeneration, and these cells are dormant, quiescent, as we say. And they activate upon injury or after exercise, and they enter a so-called cell cycle. They start to proliferate. And then when a good number of cells is achieved, they exit and differentiate and form new fibers. All these processes are regulated by thyroid hormone. And also thyroid hormone is capable of regulating the embryonic development of skeletal muscle. So lack of thyroid hormone during embryonic development will lead to very serious damages to the skeletal muscle and even to all the processes that are happening after birth, so postnatal muscle development. So that's why it's super important. And we have seen many patients with hypothyroidism and even hyperthyroidism reporting skeletal muscle symptoms, like sarcopenia, so the loss of skeletal muscle. They have weakness, pain, and fatigue, and they don't recover well from exercise.
So we touched upon this a little bit already, but I want our audience to get a good understanding, you know, what would happen if thyroid hormone signaling were to be disrupted and what the consequences in the body, you know, would be. You talked about a few things, but just so we have a good understanding, what's the problem here that we're talking about?
What we see in patients is that when they are hypothyroid and hyperthyroid, they have muscle symptoms. We know that these are caused by the lack of thyroid hormone in hypothyroidism. And this happens because hypothyroidism, so the lack of thyroid hormone, is incapable of regulating processing in the homeostasis of the skeletal muscle. So thyroid hormone regulates, for example, the switch from low to fast twitching fibers, and so regulates contraction, it regulates the regular function of the skeletal muscle. So when thyroid hormone is not there, we cannot adapt our skeletal muscle mass to the type of exercise, for example, that we are sustaining. Or we cannot regenerate after injury, or when we get old, we cannot compensate with new skeletal muscle as much as a person that has a euthyroid state.
Your research, which you presented at ENDO 2024, it focuses on muscle stem cells. And yeah. I just want to say, why did you want to focus on muscle stem cells?
I got fascinated by muscle stem cells because skeletal muscle is one of the few tissue that actually have pure stem cells. So cells are undifferentiated, and when it's requested, so upon injury or after exercise, they are activated and they can regenerate the tissue. Is the regeneration capability is not that common in human tissues. We can obtain some partial regeneration, or we can start from cells that are not that undifferentiated and potent. Apart from that, the regeneration process, skeletal muscle regeneration, is a very complex phenomenon. It's a coordinated effort of different types of cells. and different molecular pathways, different molecular signaling. So it's complex. It works very well, but since its physiology is very complicated, there are a lot of things that can go wrong.
And like I mentioned, you're here at end of 2024 presenting a study. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your study?
We wanted to analyze what was happening in case of muscle regeneration during hypothyroidism. So we investigated hypothyroidism in mice. We induced hypothyroidism in mice through a diet, feeding them a diet with PTU and low iodine, which basically blocked production of thyroid hormone by the thyroid gland. And then we induced skeletal muscle regeneration through injury. So skeletal muscle can regenerate spontaneously after injury. We injected cardiotoxin, which is the venom of the cobra, in the lower limb muscles. And we followed the regeneration. We followed the regeneration that happens spontaneously after that. And we compared different levels, the process after injury, with comparing it to the euthyroid mice that were fed on a regular diet. We used the single cell RNA sequencing. We used histology to compare the two tissues and how the regeneration was proceeding. Also, we use a mouse model that has a reporter gene, a fluorescent reporter gene, for the cell cycle. So we could understand if the cells, these muscle stem cells within the tissue, were actually activating, they were entering the cell cycle, how they were like behaving during the cell cycle, and then if they were exiting the cell cycle to differentiate. We used all these methods and we followed the regeneration up to 2 months, comparing it to euthyroid mice.
And what did you find? And did anything in your findings surprise you?
I was kind of expecting, I want to be honest, that regeneration was going to be impacted, because if it's thyroid hormone is so important for muscle regeneration, if it's not there, something must go wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, what I wasn't expecting was that other population in the skeletal muscle were going to be impacted. So in the tissue, in the muscle, there are muscle cells, and there are also immune cells, other population that are from vascular system or for the so-called fibrodiprogenic progenitors, which are a population of cells that are there and are ready to produce the matrix, extracellular matrix, or to release signaling molecules to signal to the immune system and to the skeletal muscle cells. I wasn't expecting that hypothyroidism would impact also these other populations. So it's up to us now understand which are really the role of this old impacted population in the impaired regeneration in hypothyroidism.
So now that we know what we know, do you think that there are ways to mitigate the effects of hypothyroidism on muscle tissue regeneration? And how might your research contribute to identifying maybe some new potential therapeutic targets?
I believe the most important thing would be, of course, the easiest thing would be to really establish the levels of thyroid hormone and that the regeneration would proceed. We haven't tested that, but we expect that after a time of hypothyroidism, if we reestablish the thyroid hormone, the regeneration should be able at least to restore the initial functionality and architecture of the tissue. But what I believe is more important is that even if it's low or it's not happening at the same level of our thyroid mice, we saw that regeneration was somehow occurring. So some other molecular pathways, some other cells might intervene and compensate for the lack of thyroid hormone. So if this is happening, and I believe so, what are these pathways? What are these other molecules that are compensating and are making the regeneration to proceed anyway? So these could be molecular targets for future drugs, future way to intervene in case we cannot reestablish the correct level of thyroid hormone.
It sounds like you've identified some gaps where there's still some understanding we need to have. Some more research is needed. Is this an area that you're going to further explore?
It is. We have some good insights of what these pathways may be, but we have it on the RNA level. And for us, it's just an indication of what they could represent and what they the way they could work. We need to explore more on the molecular level or the protein level and to confirm that there are actually molecular targets that can be addressed and can be used to cure hypothyroidism and myopathies related to thyroid hormone deficiencies.
I think this is fascinating. And if on your further explorations, you find some new and important things, I'd love to have you back on the podcast to talk about those.
That would be great.
All right. So I think we're about out of time, but I want to thank our guest, Dr. Paola Aguiari. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, you may also enjoy a new special collection of journal articles entitled An Endocrine Society Thematic Issue, Bone and Parathyroid Research 2024. This collection was just recently released and contains 14 articles published in 2023 and 2024 focusing on bone and parathyroid research. We'll link to it in today's episode description. We'll be back soon with another fascinating dive into the world of endocrinology. Until then, thanks for listening.
Endocrine News Podcasts are a free service of the Endocrine Society. To learn more or to become a member, visit the Society's website at www.endocrine.org.
Are you an endocrinologist who takes care of thyroid nodules and are trying to determine the appropriate use of molecular testing for those indeterminate thyroid nodules? Find out more in our next episode of the Endocrine Feedback Loop podcast, the Journal Club podcast of the Endocrine Society. The episode goes live on September 19th. You can find Endocrine Feedback Loop on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.